My name is Marge Weber. I am 82, going to be 83 in June. I'm still hanging on to the 82, however. Today is the 8th of May, 2070. Okay, and we are at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And my relationship to my interviewer, we've met in a class and just got to know each other a little bit, and it's been a good thing. Yeah.
And my name is Lara Weber, no relation to Marge Weber. I'm 50. I just turned 50, and I'm feeling, retrospective, I suppose, about being 50. Today is May 8th, 2017, and we're at the Old Town School. And my relationship with Marge is that we started taking some classes together and got to be friends, and I've enjoyed getting to know her story. So, Marge, I was trying to remember exactly which class we first were in, and I think it might have been Elaine Moore's, one of her classes.
I think it was.
But when did you come to the Old Town School?
Well, my story starts back a few years. When I was about 70, my son gave me my first classes here, and he and I started taking classes together. And we would come down. I'd pack a picnic. We'd have a picnic. We'd eat. We'd go to class. We are still doing that. It is now a few years later. I think that was when I was 70, so obviously I've aged. I learned to play the guitar. Two years ago, I started learning the fiddle and loving every minute of it. And my son still comes with me every Monday. We have a class together.
Nice. So do you remember who your first instructor was? Was that guitar in the very beginning?
It was guitar. I think my very first instructor was... Steve, I forget his last name.
I don't remember. I started about 12 or 15 years ago, too, but it was a really short-lived visit, and I took a couple classes, a couple levels, and I don't remember my instructor, and it was over at the Armitage location, and then I set the guitar down and had other things happen in life and then came back to it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So you and I have gotten to know each other more in Mark Dvorak's classes. And I think you've been working with him for a long time.
Right. I've been working with him most of the time. And when I first started got serious about the guitar, I got into his class. And I knew I had no business being in there. I wasn't ready for it. Didn't matter. I was going to do it. And I stuck it out. And he was always encouraging, and, so I'm still taking classes with him. For a while, he was not taking the more advanced classes, so I tried other people, and that's when I was in Elaine Moore's class, yeah.
Do you remember any of those first classes that you were taking, like any specific classes with Mark that you, or any songs that you were
I think the first time the class I was in, the teacher wasn't there one day, so we had him for a sub. And I think he was playing something, and I'm listening to that and thinking, there is no way I'm going to ever be able to play this. I know I can't. My son wanted to take a class with him, and that's how I happened to get in the class with him, and just, I don't remember what we were playing. Mm-hmm. It's a big blur, but it now occasionally he'll pull back a song that we had some years back. Mm-hmm. I feel so smart because all of a sudden I can play it after all this time. Although I can't say my guitar playing has improved that much.
Oh, I think that's not true. So have you always been? Or I guess when did you start playing with Mark Dvorak outside of the Old Town School, too?
I might have been. The biggest thing was when I started having my birthday parties.
Uh-huh.
When I was 75, I decided it was time to have a birthday party. I was going to wait until I was 80, but I was afraid I wouldn't make it. So I had it when I was 75 and had him come to play And Maura and Peggy came and they played, and I played.
That's in the summertime, right?
That's in the summer.
And what do you call it?
Which, well, it started out, it was my birthday, but now it's Marge Fest.
That's great.
We've had it now for this past, this will be the eighth year.
So it's an annual tradition.
I had it the first year, and I said it was so much fun. I'm going to have it one more time. So it was my second birthday, my second 75th, and then my third, and now it just goes on.
And you just spend all afternoon playing and celebrating.
And then everybody brings their instruments, and we end up with a bonfire in the backyard.
And where do you live?
I live in Elk Grove Village.
All right, so it's a little bit of a hike back and forth, but you're here a lot.
I'm here every Monday, every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And when I'm in a group now with Mark that plays Pete Seeger music at different libraries, and we've been doing that. We think we've done close to 30 libraries now. So that can be anywhere. We've been in Indiana. This last Sunday it was very close to me, 15 minutes away. It was wonderful.
So how did that come about?
I think what Mark says is somebody called him when it was Pete Seeger's birthday, and they said, I understand you play Pete Seeger music. He said, no. And the guy said, yeah, well, we had some money. He said, I play that. And that's the way it started. And he put a thing out if anybody was interested in being the backup music. Mm-hmm. Which is what we do. So, except that I get to play one song at the end of it by myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I always say it's the comic relief that they add at the end.
So. And you sing also.
Yes.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And so I hear that you've been singing for years and years, long before you started playing guitar.
Well, it was used to be what people did. Uh-huh. You know, you're in the car, you sing. You have kids, you sing. Mm-hmm. So But when I started down here with the music, I started singing the melody. I never sang melody. I was always the harmony singer. Mm-hmm. So that kind of changed everything. Then with Marge Fest, Mark kept saying, we're going to put a CD together for you to have for your family so they can have something when you're no longer here. So we never could seem to work it out. A plane would go over or fireworks were going on. It was always something. So he said, well, why don't we get together? I'll come over to your house. We'll record some music, which is what we did. We picked out 9 songs that I picked out, and we recorded them. He came over 4 different times and spent some time. Then he'd take the music home and make it sound really good, add a little here, a little there, different instruments. And when it was finished, he said, I think we've got something here that we ought to really do something with. So he sent it in. We had the CDs made, sold 350 just like that.
Oh, that's great. How did you choose the songs?
They were songs that I just loved.
Uh-huh. Which one's your favorite?
On the CD, I think it was To Make You Feel My Love. Oh. I loved that one. And they were songs that we had done in Mark's class.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had some background in them. I didn't just come up with new things. Mm-hmm. So, but that we had a couple of months that were just really a wild time when that first came out. And
so you got press coverage? I know that because one of my colleagues interviewed you.
yes, we did. He happened to be down at the Old Town School the night that my CD came out.
So that was Eric Zorn.
Yes, Eric Zorn. And he put a little quip at the bottom of his article.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I started getting people calling me. And there was a reporter from the Daily Herald who saw that. And not to be outdone, he called and he said, could I come over and bring a photo group that we can take some pictures and talk. And that was in our local paper, and then he sent it, Associated Press picked it up.
Wow.
And it went everywhere. We were getting calls. I said, this is amazing. I don't know what's going on.
What was generally the headline? Was it
at 79, she makes her first recording, is what it really, that was.
So did you go on tour?
Well, we did a number of places. We did quite a few, senior citizen homes and places like that. And it was always fun.
And who was usually playing with you?
Mark.
It was Mark.
Mark.
But you've also played with Peggy and Mara a bit.
Yeah, I have. When I get a chance, and I always say I don't understand why I keep doing this, because I'm a wreck after the thing's over and before it starts. My stomach is a knot, and I never, ever have played, I don't think, without either forgetting words or forgetting chords or whatever. And I said, now everybody expects that.
Well, now so you're just like every performer.
I'm consistent. And then I say to myself, what am I doing? Why did I do this? My son won't play out without me, with me anywhere. He said, I don't have that gene. Mm-hmm. He said, I would not enjoy it. And I think, well, I don't think I do either, but I love it. And I just keep doing it.
So what does the rest of your family say about all of this?
They're just really supportive, every one of them. Every one of them. They're very supportive. And they're usually, when I'm singing at the Grafton, I bring a troupe with me, because the family all comes. My grandkids come. My kids are there.
So they help make sure you get to the Old Town School and home safely every week,
I think,
too.
That's it. Up until my husband passed away a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And before that, I always drove myself on Tuesdays. And I always said, that's my time out. And so I would stay as late as I wanted. And I'd get home at 1, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And they did not think too much of that idea at all. So when I was alone, all of a sudden they were all interested in taking lessons. So now I've got the whole family down here. I've got my daughter, my son-in-law, my granddaughter. They're all taking classes.
Good. So when your husband passed away, it was Lloyd, right?
Yes.
And he's from southern Indiana.
Yes. Which,
and he, if I get this right, he was from a town, Batesville, Indiana, that's very close to the town where my family is from. So my family's from Brookville, Indiana, just down the road. So I must have seen something on Facebook or some social media that mentioned that you were in Batesville. I thought, oh my gosh, I know that place. But did Mark accompany you down there? There was like sort of a memorial or something for your husband, right?
No, he didn't on that time. But he had been down there some years back, and I had just started taking classes. So I was, needless to say, not that great. But he was playing at the library, and my in-laws were all down there, my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, they all came. And he said, bring your guitar down, and we will play something tomorrow. So I took my guitar down, and I played this song, and he came back the next week, and he told our classes, he said, March was there, and she played in front of 600 people. Well, it was 60 people, but I was suddenly famous. It was like, oh, yeah. So he's down there about once a year, and we went down this year when he was there, and just because it's home, and it's, so.
But you grew up somewhere else, right?
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And how did you meet Lloyd?
In college. At the time, he was, there's a small liberal arts college up there. But at the time that he was going, it was part of a seminary.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, near Sheboygan. Uh-huh. And so my folks moved to Sheboygan, and we didn't have money to go away to college. But here was the school 12 miles away, so I started going there, and he was in seminary at the time. Mm-hmm. And I saw him, and I said, hey, that looks good. Uh-huh. And we started going out after Christmas. We got engaged by Easter. We got married in August.
Wow, that's speedy.
And we started having kids fastly.
And how many kids do you have?
I had 5.
And how many grandkids do you have?
15.
Wow, any great-grands?
I now have 4, and I'm expecting another great-grandchild.
That's a great family.
It's a bunch. Yeah. It's a bunch.
So how did you two end up around Chicago?
He was a pastor. Uh-huh. And so we spent some time in some churches up in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We were down in Indiana, down at near Batesville, so Lawrenceburg. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then he ended up here in Elk Grove. And that's where we never left.
Is that where you you practiced a lot of singing along the way?
Actually, not. Oh. I mean, you know, you did with the kids, but nothing besides that.
So what did he make of your coming to the Old Town School?
I think he knew I loved it. He said, I would never ask her not to do it because I know how much she loves it. But for years, he never came anywhere close to where I was playing. But then
was that
finally,
his choice or your choice?
That was his choice, I'm sure. But then he finally started coming in once in a while. Mm-hmm. And there were certain songs, if I'd say, this one is for you, I think of you when I play, that one he wanted to hear.
Oh.
So, and he would always come to March Fest. And,
what song would you play that?
Oh, I was trying to think of, there was one that, as far as the name of the song, it escapes me right now, but it talks about, you know, your a life together and whatever.
Can you sing it?
No.
No, it's okay. So what classes are you taking right now?
I'm taking Guitar Forever.
Uh-huh. And that's the one we're in together.
That's the one we're in together. And then I'm taking some private lessons with Louis. Mm-hmm. because I don't know anything about the fiddle, really. And so when I'm in the class, I can pick out the melody, but there's a lot of times you're not supposed to be playing that. You're supposed to be filling in other things. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what to do. So I said, you know, would you teach me? So he's trying to help me get past that lump. So
how's that going?
Well, it's going very slowly. But I mean, at least I got out of the group. I spent the first probably 5 months in the bathroom when I was playing fiddle. It was that bad, and it really was. So I'm out of that. So
you're
I
just
think
playing in the bathroom to just...
Just because I could close the door and nobody could hear me.
But now you're playing out more.
It's just so much fun. Mm-hmm. So.
But you're going to keep playing guitar?
Yes, as long as I can.
Good.
And I have no plan to not be doing it. That's what I said, and it's same thing with Marge Fest. As long as I've got a birthday, it's going to be one.
Good. So what are the plans this year?
But it's pretty much the same as we have every year. And people bring a dish. Mm-hmm. I provide the drinks. So we have beer and we have wine, we have soft drinks, we have water. They bring their instruments, and I play, Mark plays, and Maura and Peggy play, and then we have kind of an open mic. People can play a couple songs. Mm-hmm. And then about that time, starting to get dark, light the fire, and then everybody plays. So it's just a fun night.
So one of the things that you and I have connected on is that we like Mark's class for a large degree because of the way he teaches,
right.
But also his song selection
right.
is something we both appreciate. And he has he brings in songs that seem to be like a very traditional
right.
Sound and kind of legacy.
And tells you a little bit about it, gives you the background.
And he shares the knowledge, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the, what are your favorite songs to play or...
I love Forever Young. Mm-hmm. That I've played that to death because I really love it. I love the one that I play at the libraries, which is the it'll come back to me. I'll tell you when it comes back.
Good.
But I like the old music. Mm-hmm. I've been introduced to a lot of music that I never was really in on when it was popular. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, things that I'm playing now, it's new to me.
Yeah.
Which makes it really fun.
Well, he does. He reaches contemporary music. Yeah. But the choices he makes, they all seem to have a nice connection with older songs. So there's a nice way to... kind of think about what you're playing and learn that, like, oh, this song, oh, if I can play this song, I can play that song.
Right, right. I just remembered the song. Uh-huh. It's Old Devil Time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the one. And I've played that so much, how I could forget the name of it, I don't know, but that's...
So how long have the Tuesday nights over at the Grafton been going on?
I think probably about 10, 11 years, something like that, 11, 12 years.
Uh-huh. So it started a little bit after you started.
Just a little before.
Or a little before.
I didn't start going to the Grafton right away.
Yeah. But you're pretty much a regular over there, too.
Oh, yes.
So how did that kind of evolve? Did it start out really small and then get bigger?
I think so. Yeah. For a while, but before they had the jam here on Thursdays, it was crowded most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But because the jam here is earlier for people who have to work,
right?
They tend to gravitate to that, and then the rest of us hang out over there.
Yeah, so. I'm always impressed by how many people stick it out past 11.
I know.
Tuesday night.
Yeah. And when I first started coming in for the Grafton, I sat back as far as I possibly could. And then you sit back there and you try to watch somebody's fingers to see what chords they're playing.
I've been there, yeah.
You've been there, yeah. And then as you begin to get more comfortable, you move up a little bit and a little bit and a little bit.
Or you walk in on some night when the only chair is right up front and Mark says, oh, come sit right there. And you're like, oh my God, are you serious? And then you just do it and then you overcome that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next time you're not as late.
Right. Right.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, tell me about some of the other people who you've gotten to play with and know through the Old Town School.
You know, my circle of people I play with is kind of limited. I mean, I've played with different ones at the Grafton. Mm-hmm. And it'll be somebody from my class or somebody that I've met through the school, and we'll work on a couple of songs. And Maura and Peggy are wonderful about opening their night to other people, and they'll say, you know, have a couple of songs, and so you work on something, and you say, sing with me, because it's a lot easier if you have somebody. But it's mostly somebody I'll play once or twice with, and it's.
Mm-hmm. So there you're in a class with Maura, Maura Lally and Peggy Browning tonight.
Yes.
And that's, what do they do in that class?
They'll take a song and they're used to not giving out any paper, so you have nothing you can look at.
Uh-huh.
They want to teach the way the school started, which was where you learn by ear. So they're very much, you know, when you go home, you'll get the piece of paper so you can look at it when you get home. But when it comes to the graduation, when everybody plays, no paper.
Oh, wow.
And it's really...
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying for a lot of people where you depend on just being able... But what they say is it's different. If you have that piece of paper, you're looking at the paper.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you're looking at each other. Yeah. And that's where their emphasis is.
It's true.
And it is.
Yeah.
It changes everything the minute the paper's on.
Yeah.
I think last week in class, when that paper came out, it sounded different.
It changes.
It changed everything.
Yeah, one of my first classes, I think I was in class with Elaine, but she was out, and Charles Kim, I went into one of his subclasses with Charles Kim, and I walked in, and nobody had music stands, and everybody's sitting there, and I'm thinking like, oh, am I in the wrong place? And he was like, no, have a seat. And I'm like, oh my God. And I think we were playing Heart of Gold by Neil Young, and he was moving us through it, you know, step by step, without any sheet music or any music or anything in front of us. And he said, just pick a spot in the ceiling and stare at it, like, don't look at your guitar. And I thought, oh my God, how did I land in here? And we got through the class, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I went home and was like, I can do this. And
Yeah. But that's, and I like that too. And Mark does it more or less.
Yeah, he does.
You first get, and I think it's the way the Old Town School started.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. They'd,
yeah, what's nice is, like, you know, he'll lead you into a song without even telling you what the song is.
I know.
And just start, you know, you'll just start playing through a little.
Yeah.
Little sentence, as he calls it, or whatever, and then he starts putting it together, and then you start recognizing it, and you're like, oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice style.
I think one of my earliest classes were with Elaine Moore, and I thought at that time, that is a great teacher, because she was so much fun.
She was so much fun, and she's so She's just so embracing of new students, especially. You know?
But I found that with a lot of the teachers here. You know, there's just, there's, I think that was what impressed me when I first started coming here. It was like nobody was standoffish. The teachers were welcoming. You know, you knew you could ask anybody anything. And had plenty to do.
So you said, so your first class here was with your son, right?
Yes.
But so
he and I took classes together for a while.
Oh yeah, at other places or
always here?
Oh here. Yeah. But how did you land here specifically? Like,
well, years ago, I would have given my eye teeth to have been here, but I had a whole house full of kids, and that was never an option. But it was always a dream in the back of my mind, you know, to be able to go there and learn how to play guitar. And he just, same way that he gave me a fiddle, I said, I never, in my wildest imagination, thought about playing the fiddle. And he said, yeah, but twice when we came down here, you said, if I was younger, I wish I'd learned to play the fiddle.
So he
figured I wasn't going to get any younger. So I got a fiddle. Nice. I had to start playing.
So you must have mentioned the Old Town School
at some point. He knew of it too. It was I had come here sometimes for concerts and things, not at this building, of course, but at the I think it must have been on,
or maybe at the Armitage.
It was Armitage.
Yeah.
So
for me, coming to the Old Town School was, you know, I started, you know, like 12 years ago or so, and it was a way, I had just come out of the Peace Corps, where I didn't play guitar, but a lot of people did. And in that very hippie Peace Corps spirit, we would all sit together in a circle and play and sing. And I fell in love with that kind of way of music, and, you know, and had that in different parts of my life, and thought, well, finally I'm going to learn how to play guitar. So I got myself a guitar for my birthday and landed there then. And like you, I had been to programs at the Old Town School and knew some of the history and was always really kind of enamored with what we had here in Chicago. Right. And then, but then I kind of got away from it. And then I moved into the neighborhood. And so for me, it was pure convenience. It was like, I mean, the Old Town School is right here. If I don't get back into it now, then I don't know what's wrong with me. So I, you know, but it's like, I'm always impressed that you and others like just come in from so all over the place, from all over the region.
There's a guy in our class, in this class that I have tonight, who drives down from Kenosha.
Oh, my gosh.
Every week. Wow. That's like, I mean, I feel like I'm close by.
Right.
And I've always been very jealous of where you live. I thought, It seemed like, well, that'd be the ideal.
But so how has the Old Towns, I mean, obviously the Old Town School has found a place in your life that's pretty, seems to be pretty central with all the other music you play. Like, how has it influenced your life in the last years?
I really believe that when I walked in the first time, it changed my life, and it was mind blowing, and it's just gotten more so. I said it's like going to a church. You know, it's a community. You feel welcomed. You feel at home, and it's always been just that. Mm-hmm. And my life pretty much. I've got my music's out all the time. These people who put their stuff away and have it, so it's under the right temperature and the right, then I wouldn't be playing it. It's out. You walk by, you pick it up. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. One of the things that I find that's been really special, it's the only single thing in my life where how old you are doesn't matter. I mean, I have friends here who are the age of my kids, the age of my grandkids, my age, not too many, but there are a few. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, it is.
Years ago, I had my first experience going to camp. I went with somebody who was the age of Peggy Browning. Uh-huh. And there was another young lady who used to come before she got married, and she was the age of my kids.
So what kind of camp?
It was a music camp.
Where was it?
It was in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
We drove out there. I took my car, but they didn't let me drive much. They said I drove too slow. So I said, okay, then you can drive. Uh-huh. I don't like to drive anyway.
So was it like for a week? Or
it was
like,
for a week.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
And where in North Carolina?
Near Asheville. Oh, it was nice. A college near there.
In the summertime?
It was in the summer.
Yeah. And you just played every day?
Played every day, morning, noon, and night.
Yeah. How many people were there?
It was quite a few. Quite a few. I have no idea, but there were people sitting around playing all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
do you remember any particular, like, was there a particular day or night there that sticks out?
I think part of it was there was a lot of old time music, mm-hmm. which was kind of very new for mm-hmm. me, and I was playing guitar, and at least with that you could keep up. I have found since I'm playing fiddle, there's no way that you can keep up with those fiddlers because they know what they're doing. Yeah. But it was just a blast. It was just a blast. And the one thing that we noticed was at this camp, we're here when there's people sitting around singing and playing, they're doing both. Mm-hmm. There, either you were singing or you were playing.
Oh.
You didn't sing and play. So after a few days, we decided then we'll have to do our own group. Mm-hmm. So we would just sat in a corner, and pretty soon there were people started joining us.
You kind of broke all the rules and set up a new...
We did. I didn't know that that's the way it's done. Uh-huh.
So are you going to go back?
Not there, but yeah. I went last year to Colorado. To uh-huh. that. There's a music camp out there that Peggy is teaching it, yeah. And a number of other people from here are teachers there. And it was only the second or third time that they'd had it, because it's in the Rocky Mountain.
Oh, is it near the National Park?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And they have a music camp there all the time, but the kids are playing, you know, real music.
Yeah.
Not what we're playing. Right. So that was a place where it was everybody was playing and singing all the time.
Were there kids there, too, while you were there?
There were not, no.
No.
There was one family that came with their two kids, but no.
Were they there accidentally? Or
no, they were actually there. There was little kids, this little girl uh-huh. playing this big and playing. It's like, all right.
Wow.
So I'm going back there this year.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's fun. It is fun because that's everybody is playing and they're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So you ought to think about it.
It's over
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. That would be really nice.
You'd love it. You really would.
I do know there's people who go to a lot of different little music gathering, you know, just mm-hmm. a lot of different weekend kind of old-timey music and folk music. And, you know, who knew there are so many different ways to slice up the genre.
There's no end.
Right.
That's the beauty of it, too. Yeah. I think there's always a little bit more.
So are you getting ready to produce another CD?
No, I do not think so. I think I just got lucky on that one. Just got lucky. I would love to, but I would never. No. Don't think so.
Maybe you can do a re-release and do like a
He's talking about
round.
Maybe doing that just because there's been people asking about mm-hmm. it. And after that was all finished, there's four songs that my kids had wanted on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had enough going with what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark said, well, we'll have to do it for them. So
do like a bonus.
He said bonus.
CD or something, right?
Yeah. So he said, if we re-release it, maybe I'll just add those to it.
Uh-huh.
But they were not as finely polished as the first ones.
So talk just a couple minutes about your relationship with Mark and just.
I just have gotten so lucky. I think I'm either remind him of his mother, probably, and but he's so patient with me. The last time one of the last times I played at the Grafton, and the one song I totally forgot the words, forgot the chords, and he turned it into a comedy routine, and it turned out to be people loved it because it was no music, it was just funny. But I told him afterwards, I said, I sent him a note and I said, I won't do that to you again. You know, I'm embarrassed. And he sent it back and he said, now you really hurt my feelings. Of course you're going to do it. He said, I would really feel bad if you didn't. Because I always end up asking him because he covers up a lot.
What was the song you were trying to play?
It was a song that Utah Phillips wrote, an old song about the shape the the world was in. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm pulling it back out for this time. I said, okay. I couldn't play at that time. I'm bringing it back until I can play it.
And you, then you can add it to your CD.
yeah, right. But he really has been so good to me as far mm-hmm. as giving me chances to play and being there when I need somebody. Mm-hmm. And when we had the funeral for my husband, Maura and Peggy and Mark mm-hmm. played for it, and it was beautiful, just That's beautiful.
Nice. So, where was that?
It was in Elk Grove.
Yeah. Pretty.
Yeah.
Well, I've just enjoyed getting to know you so much through our classes, and when we talk and you know, the things you're saying about Mark and other people, I feel like you're so welcoming, and you know, you've been playing for years, and I was this new kid who, you know, came in and kept coming over to the Grafton and kind of making my way up, and I just really appreciate how welcoming you've always been too, and I just feel like I've known you longer than I have.
I feel like I've known you for a long time, and that's the beauty of it. I love that,
and I think that's kind of the spirit of what you find here.
Yeah,
I think.
It is that.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Well, thank you. Made me think.
Good.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
So you talked about Maura and Peggy's class.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called again?
Celebrating Traditions.
Okay. Just want to make sure we could include that. Yeah. And then, so you also talked about Tuesday night at the Grafton, but could you, like, describe what the event is every Tuesday night at the Grafton?
It's always somebody from here that now twice a month, the first and third Tuesdays, Mark has the jam there. And everybody brings instruments, they play, they sing, whatever. And you're there until about 11 o'clock. They shut it down. Then people, they want to still play, they do, but they quit.
The
folk
jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jam.
And it's in the nice little spot in the back that's very cozy.
Oh, in the winter they got a fire going in the fireplace. Mm-hmm. It's really very warm and comforting. But Mark says the advantage to that one over to the one here, they have a waitress and they bring you your drink.
It's true.
So that works. And one of the other weeks they'll have Maura and Peggy have a night, and they whatever they have to plan. I mean, they'll bring people into play, and they play part of it. And then the fourth week is, for a long time, it was Mike Alberts. And then he just got swamped with too much to do. So they started having a podcast from those nights. And now Mike is back, and I don't know if he's back permanently or just part of the time. So.
Is there anything else you guys want to share about your memories and experiences at the old times?
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Yeah. I think it's been good for me in a number of ways. At least I keep saying this, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I said I had heard some years back, and this is I was already playing music, but this nurses group that met, and they had a speaker there, and the person said, when you are playing music, there's parts of your brain that are firing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are singing, there's parts of your brain. But if you are singing and playing at the same time, your whole brain is going. I kept thinking, that could be good.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
Obviously, when it comes to suddenly, what was the name of that? Oh, God. My mind will go totally blank.
We all do that, though.
But, oh, boy.
Cool. Well, thank you.